I'm gonna rhyme for you till my eyes stare burning, need to stick them in the ice cooler. I'm gonna rhyme for you and your daughter for the RRP price of water. It's free falls, part of our climate, goes up and down like the ship on the horizon. I'm gonna rhyme for ya, fluid like water. Is this part of my culture? Or am I just a rhyme vulture? And if my mind was to ice over, then I'd just change my rhyme structure to that of an ice sculpture. I think that in Ipswich, I mean, this time of year when you get up to the summits, when everything starts happening and you've got this suddenly this influx of actors from London, people doing things, and for, you know, 3 months of the year, Ipswich is just this genuine, really exciting place to be. And so for me, it's very important because I love being part of that. I love meeting at other people that are doing their thing, and it's inspirational to see people that are doing that as their job and making it work and getting the funding and being brave and going for it, and that's really inspirational. So yeah, it's really cool.
You're performing at the bicycle ball. Will you be cycling your way there, or do you get a chauffeur-driven tandem, I guess?
To be honest, I mean, the bicycle ball, although I am going to be part of it, I mean, one of my best friends, Francesca Tomini, has been her inspiration. So I've been part of it from the start, really. But what I'm trying to do with that, there's two really cool poets, Piers and Kizzy, who are going to also be performing. So I'm going to be doing some of mine, but I'm also going to be sort of comparing for a little poetry lot, and them who are, they're really wicked poets up and coming, and so that's going to be more my role in the bicycle ball. But yeah,
I mean, the whole event, along with, I mean, there's kind of like the bicycle tour of Ipswich in the afternoon as well, as an example of the kind of things that you don't stumble across every day, especially not in Ipswich, maybe, that are being put on, and yeah, kind of celebrating the kind of quirkiness that you can get away with at a fringe.
Yeah, absolutely. I think with the bicycle ball is a great way to start off the Fringe Festival. It happened by accident, and that's one of those happy accidents that happens where, you know, in this great event, really, it always sets the tone for the Fringe Festival, I think. And I think with there's a storyteller that's starting off the bicycle ball that's talking, setting the scene, because it's sort of a bit of a backstory of the whole night. And then there's lots of, from more of a musical dance performers to bands, people that have been doing it. So yeah, it's got that loads of different things that somehow together make this event that works. So yeah, definitely, it's, you know, that's brilliant. Because you're only a slave in your mind. Because you're only a slave in your mind. You're only a victim for a short time. Because you're only a slave in your mind. Because you're only a victim when you're reporting a crime. And tears are just brine. You can imagine a sign and close yourself in line. Because you're only a slave in your mind. Because you're only a slave in your mind. You're only a victim for a short time. Because you're only a slave in your mind. You're the same as everyone else. You'll hate your parents till you're 25, hate very few at 30, and hate everyone at 50 just because you survived. Wrong. Because you're only a slave in your mind. Because you're only a slave in your mind. You're only a victim when you're reporting a crime. Because you're only a slave in your mind.